So good afternoon. My name is Michiel Le Quien. I'm a freelance software developer from the Netherlands. Last year here at FOSDEM, I first announced MOX, a modern, secure, all-in-one email server. As you may know, running your own mail server has a bit of a reputation for being hard to do, but what if I told you running a modern mail server can be easy? All right. So, thank you. So the goal of MOX is to make it really easy to run your own mail server so that you actually do it. And then you can stay in control of your data and you can help keep email decentralized. Now, MOX is a new implementation, entirely new, written in Go. Now, that's a lot of work. And you might ask, why would you do that? Because we have so many open source components that you can just use. And that's true. And for the past decade, I've used many of those components to good use. But a few years ago, I had to reinstall my machine, so I got a completely new one. And I just felt a bit reluctant to install that same software again that I've been using for the past decade. And for two reasons, at least. One is C, and the language where small mistakes have big consequences. Now, don't get me wrong, I like C as well, maybe in the past. But the software written in C is very high quality, but I wanted a new machine that lasted for another decade. And I see that C is not really going to be part of that too much at some point. But the bigger problem is basically the complexity. Over time, as email has grown, new protocols added, new extensions, new software components have been added as well. So to make a fully modern email system, you need many components and make them all work together. I think many self-hosters, at least, they stop halfway, so they have a semi-modern mail system set up. You can make it easier to get all this configured and set up with a distribution or a Docker image or something, but you still have all these components working together. There's many integration points, a bit of friction, some data loss. Sometimes there's security issues when message headers are seen as authoritative but added by some component. So I think what happened is with all this complexity, some people just stopped running their own mail servers anymore because it's just too much work. And they migrated to the cloud, centralizing email. That's not a great development. So what we need is an easy-to-use mail server. So you need the right set of features. So MOX tries to deliver many features. IMAP4 for reading your email, SMTP for sending receiving email, SPF DKIM DMARC for message authentication, because just the SMTP is not enough. But that's also not enough. You need TLS, of course, for encrypting your communications. But SMTP for sending receiving email is unverified TLS. So you want MTA, STS, and or DANE to check that you're talking to the right person, right machine. So MOX implements both for incoming and outgoing email. Then there's ACME for your management of TLS certificates. You want to make it easy. Don't do any manual TLS fumbling. Junk filtering is part of MOX. So based on historic messages and their non-junk classifications, MOX will reject or accept incoming mail. More about that in a moment. Then internationalization, so you can have Unicode in your email addresses and your headers, and both in your domains with IDN and your local parts. Auto configurations in their various flavors, all supported by MOX to make it easy for mail clients to find the right service settings for new accounts. Then we've got a webmail included in MOX. We'll have a quick look at that in a moment as well. An admin web interface, so all configuration is in files. We want the full power. You can use the admin interface to quickly navigate and make some changes, like add, remove an email address, an account, or a domain. A web server is included. It may sound a bit crazy, over the top, but modern email basically requires HTTP stack with MTA, STS, autoconfig, JMAP soon. So now it's already part of the deal. So what I've noticed is people trying to run MOX and a web server on the same machine. And that's really annoying because configuration gets complicated. So instead, I just added some web server to MOX for some static file serving and reverse proxying. So that problem is also solved. Prometheus metrics, structured logging. So operations become a bit easier. And then the MOX quick start. That makes all this stuff easy to do. So installing MOX, you take a new machine. You've got a domain. You run the quick start and you pass it an email address at your new domain. MOX will generate, so the quick start will generate configuration file, DKIM keys, etc. Create a new account. We'll print all the DNS records that you'll copy-paste into your zone file, or you have to manually edit them in your web interface of the DNS operator. That's not so great. MOX also, the quick start also on Linux, generates a systemd unit service file, so you just enable that and start it, and then you've got a fully working modern email system. All of this is MIT licensed, so you can do whatever you want, basically. Then, as developers, a little bit about code. As I said, it's a new code base. It's a modern code base, coherent. So all this is in the same style, and it's very self-contained, so few dependencies. So that makes it possible to have it in the same style. It's about 73,000 lines of Go and 21,000 lines of tests, mostly functional or unit tests and a bit of integration tests and some fuzzing tests. And there's 11,000 lines of TypeScript, very strict TypeScript for webmail and interfaces. Then the code is cross-referenced with RFCs to make it very, well, not easy, but to make the software more maintainable, so you can look back and see why you did certain things. And of course, Mox is written in Go, so that brings a whole bunch of advantages like memory safety, standalone binaries, completely statically linked, also includes a few assets, so it's really just one file that you need. Fast compilation time, great for developers. Dependency management is pretty much solved in Go. You get reproducible builds out of the box, and that also works with cross-compilation, which is trivial to use in Go. Now, there's not much to see about a server, but we have a webmail that I can share.